Everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Ambassador Lounge. It's Freshman Friday. I am your host, Homestead the Pleb. It's good to be back on space with you all. Been a good week away with the fam, and I'm glad to get back to it here on a Freshman Friday. I see we've got some people already hopping in the room. Thank you all so much for joining. Those of you who are like here while I'm getting the link shared out before I can even jump on and speak, that's amazing. That really gives me the feels. Thank you for being here. If y'all can retweet the room though, just down to the chat bubble in the lower right, please, and like and repost it and share it with any NFT communities you might be active in, whether it's a Telegram or a Discord server. If they're friendly to sharing links like this and invites like this, please help get this space out. It is Freshman Friday. It's the Stargaze Mint Party, and I'd like to make it as much of an event as possible. You got to bear with me. I assume we've got art space, the artist space art chat after this with Signal, but I have been away again. Like I said, it was a week away. Kind of really stayed out of touch with most stuff except, you know, a couple of posts here and there. I really am getting my feet back under me here. I assume Signal's on later today, but I didn't share all my like usual links like I have been lately, tweeting out all the reminder links and stuff. So yeah, bear with me, y'all. Anyone who wants to speak, throw up a speaker request. I'll bring you up. We can chat about what's minting this week. We can chat about what's coming, if you've got alpha on anything that's coming. If you've got a project of your own that's coming, a mint that's coming. We can do our usual Freshman Friday here. I think I want to try and grab a couple more of these yield paws before public mint opens, but I could still use my whitelist discount. It's not like a huge discount on this one, but I feel like I'll get FOMO after it's gone and mint out happens and wish I had of. So anyway, how's everyone? What are you guys doing?
Hi everyone, nice space.
Welcome, Ara, how are you?
Very, very good. Happy to listen to you again.
Yeah, welcome. Glad you joined. Thanks for being here. As always, you're one of my, I don't know what I'd call it, like, you know, a regular. If I was a bartender, you'd be a regular. So anyways, thanks for being one of my regulars. It's awesome. How are you?
I am doing well, working a lot in new paintings. Very, very good. Leaving the NFT New York City event in Twitter only, but it was nice.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
Yes. Only in social media because I don't have the opportunity to stay there, but I like the works and the people, the community. Very nice. It looks.
Yeah, I haven't been following it much, but this morning hopping on, I'm seeing everyone share the cringe videos. And whenever one of these NFT conferences happens, I'm always like, I'm bummed that I can't make it when I can't make it. I haven't been to one yet. And then I see the cringe videos and I'm like, all right, I'm all right that I didn't go. It's okay. So we'll see. I'm interested to hear from some of the people in this space. I have seen some, not necessarily here today, but in our community, our space here, I have seen people sharing pictures on the timeline and stuff. So maybe Monday our next Freshman Friday, once everybody who, you know, just like me, once they get their feet back under them, we'll be ready to share some stories if they can. Hopefully there's stories that can be shared. Madcat, what's up, bro? How are you?
Hey, I'm sad. I'm doing good. Thanks for inviting me up.
Thanks for coming.
You were on vacation? How was
it? Yeah, it was really good. I mean, you know, it's a family vacation with two little ones, so it's got its moments, but it was good overall.
Nice. I can imagine. I'm jealous though, with the whole, so you took an RV and how many nights was it?
It was a full week. I don't mind. I can share some chat about it. It's fine. It was a full week. We rented the RV and we left on Friday of last week, Good Friday. And we got back last night, just a little bit before midnight, about 11:30.
Was that a Class C?
Yeah, I guess it was a Class C. It's the kind that's like built onto the truck. So yeah, I think it was a Class C. It was a Mini Winnie Model K. So I think it was like 32 feet long. And the truck was like the Ford F-450. It had like one slide out for like the main like sitting and kitchen area, so that like while we were hanging out, you could slide that area out and have more space.
Nice.
It had a couch bed, and you know, like those, they always have like that overhead space over the driver, so they had like, the kids had that bunk space that they could go and mess around in. Like, they turned it into a fort with the curtain and everything. So yeah, it was decent. It was a good time.
Oh yeah, nice.
My wife and I rented one like 7 years ago, and we didn't have kids. It might have been actually 8 years ago. It was a while. So we got like the smallest of the Mini Winnies. So it was a different experience this time, having a bit bigger one. But like, a lot of time has progressed. Like, think about the technology advancements on cars in like the last 5 to 10 years, right? So driving, it was a lot different. Like, it had a lot more features to help a driver out and things like that. It's kind of cool. And like, it makes it a lot easier for like a novice, right?
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. I've never driven, biggest vehicle I've ever driven was like a delivery van.
Sure.
Which is not like smaller than a box truck, but I didn't have like, I didn't have the features of like a rear view, like backup camera or anything fancy like that. I imagine if you had that, it'd be a lot
yeah, more exactly. So the side view mirrors were like the side view mirrors themselves were just amazing. Like, they had them like the, maybe they just know where the right settings are for them, but like, I didn't have to adjust my mirrors hardly at all. And like, I could move my seat around a little for different comfort positions and stuff, and the mirrors were still like an amazing position. So by kind of the middle of the first driving day, I had pretty much given up on the cameras, because the side view mirrors, I'd gotten pretty good at just driving with the mirrors at that point, you know? But there was a backup camera, and there was lane assist cameras. So when you switched lanes, it showed you like the blind spot next to it and everything. So yeah, like really like very easy for a new user or somebody who's only done it once or twice to drive it. Like I said, the kids loved it. What we did was 2 days down, like hardcore Cannonball Run style to Florida, with like one overnight. Like, we got there after dark, camped, left the next morning, you know, after a short walk around. So like no time at that campsite. 2 days in Florida, and then we took a slower drive back in terms of like stopping and doing some exploration and things like that. So it was a good trip. It was a good trip. The wife and I were talking about like, yeah, if we were gonna get one of our own, would we want Class A or Class C? Or and so like, you know, it's that kind of thing. I could see us getting one. to use for the next like 5 to 10 years on like long weekends and adventures with the kids and stuff.
We like to take our dogs. Dream.
We like to take our dogs places with us too. Like we're those kind of idiots that are like, oh, if we can't bring our dogs, it sucks. So, I think it kind of would aid in that factor too of like, you know, we can bring the big labs as well as the small dog and things like that. So yeah, anyhow, it was a fun trip. It was the first big family vacay in a while. So it's nice to get away from the homestead a little bit. At the same time, like I'm a pleb about my gardens and stuff, so I was having bad anxiety. like, want to get back and see like how everything's doing, and you know the lettuces should be growing. And I talked to my mom like halfway through, and she's like, "You've missed no sunshine here. It's just been all rain." And I'm like, "Okay, the garden's fine, and I don't need to worry about nothing."
So. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Congratulations on your vacation, man. And yeah, man. Thank you for inviting me up to speak.
Yeah, you want to drop some info about walkers or anything while you're up here?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'd love to. So much has developed since I've last talked about them. Mint has started. We just pushed past 50%. So 52% was the last time I looked at it. And we're doing a mint event right now. So any mints prior to this event starting do not count. Sort of to like level the playing field, and they're just rewarding the top minters. So there's 65,000 stars being distributed. First place, whoever mints the most, and this isn't until the end. This is just until 2,500. So I think we have like just like a couple hundred more to go, or before this event ends. And then the first place will get 30,000 stars, second place 20,000 stars, third place 10,000, and fourth place will get 5,000 stars. And this is all on chain, so even if you're not liking the Discord or whatever, we can still send this to you, which is pretty cool. Aside from that, if you're just like, if you minted walkers, they've filled the pool up with 111,000 stars, and so you can start staking your chilled walkers. If you were already a chilled kid staker, you do not have to do anything. It automatically updates itself. If this is your first time doing it, it's just a $10 activation fee. $10 would be crazy. And that's all you do. It automatically updates itself. If you list any of your chilled kids or your chilled walkers on the marketplace, you stop earning stars, you stop earning any rewards. And if you unlist them, it will automatically update itself. It will recognize that you don't have them listed, and it'll distribute your rewards back as normal. So and then aside from all that, the alpha version of the metaverse is open. So if you guys haven't checked it out, please, I encourage you to do so. If you want to check out my profile, I just retweeted it. There's a link there. worlds.chillkids.zone/worlds. If you're a chilled kid holder or if you're minting chilled walkers, you're going to be eligible. Not only you'll be eligible for a world's token airdrop, each NFT will have its own allocation to it. So, and then on top of that, some of these alpha version like worlds are going to be closed off to the public. You only have access to them if you like hold certain NFTs. Kids and walkers will have full access, and there'll be 9 of these worlds at first that will be deployed. And you guys are going to explore them. We can have meetups hopefully in them. And I don't know, our imagination is our limit. And
man, that's great, dude. Like there's so much coming from that project. I tried to grab a few things from the Chilled Worlds handle. I'm sure most of you in this space know by now, but they kind of rebranded their handle to Chilled Worlds because they have so much going on with the NFT collections, the metaverse stuff they're building, all the different partnerships that they've got going on too. So if you check out the top guys pinned up there, the first one is the staking link. Like he was saying, they just filled up the pool. You can get the staking rewards for your chilled walkers now, as well as the chilled kids. The next one over is about the Mint event. So what he was saying there sounds like if you got a big wallet or you like to collect these things, you've got a chance to get some good prizes here on this. So check that out. And then I did grab their post from yesterday as well. Just kind of running down all the benefits. Like Mad Cat just said, there's the world's airdrop happening. The Mint link for Chilled Walkers is also on that post as well. So if you want to mint another one or another 5 or 10 to try and get after the raffle, right? Or if you just want to mint a few and try and get after the world's airdrop or what have you, mint link's there. Mad Cat, you said you're about 50% there?
52%. And 52%. If you guys ever visit my profile, I always have the mint link pinned on my pinned tweet. And one more little alphabet. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Vili, the co-founder, tweeted out the other day about being able to farm Worlds tokens in the metaverse, like with an actual, like, you go to a farm, you do like digital farming, and you get rewarded in like in tokens. So I don't know. There's a question mark behind what all that will be developed and what that becomes, but that sounds interesting.
And is this world token going to be on a DEX, like with Stars or Osmo, or is it just going to be an in-game currency, or?
It's going to have to be pooled with something, right? So where that's deployed at and like what it's paired with to start with, that remains to be seen. But it's also an in-game currency. Like it has a use case, it has a purpose. There is a white paper, if we can find that too. The Chilled Kids, I will say the Chilled Kids Twitter, they're not like, they don't spam a lot. So if you guys scroll through their Twitter, like, oh, that's like premium retweets or posts. Like that's all alpha right there. If you're looking for the alpha, just go on, literally just go on the Chilled Kids Twitter. And you'll get it. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what all this becomes and what this turns into. This is just the beginning. Like this is, there's a lot more to come. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, there's a lot going on for this project, and there's a lot of good community supporting it as well. Yourself, I mean, you guys have Crypto Tank, like as part of the team. And I see a lot of other people, you know, rock the PFPs. I see other, you know, I don't know if we should call them influencers or what, larger handles, right? Like they have larger handles, right? But I see kind of like, you know, some of those doing tweets about it too. I think I saw Danny do one, right? And Danny's kind of a real guy. He's involved in a lot of this stuff.
Did Danny do one?
I think, yeah. I saw Danny tweet about it.
Some of them are real low key about it too. It's like in a reply to someone else, and some of them will like tweet it out and not, yeah. Like they won't even like mention Chilled Kids or at them or anything.
It's really like, I don't know. It's a funny spot, I guess, for some of those folks. They I think a few of them maybe overdid it last cycle, and then they're a little concerned this time around.
Sneaky way of doing things too, though. I'm all about that. Not be like over the top with it.
Yeah, exactly, right? There's something to be said for subtle and whatnot too, and not really like it being such a hard shill or anything like that. It seems more genuine, and that's like a lot of times, like when I see Danny do one about like a Stargaze project, like again, he's one who, like, you know, I know he works with some projects and things like that. He certainly does a lot of events and things, right? But he's also like somebody who seems to do a lot of his own research, actually, and get involved with some of this stuff. He seems to be a little bit more genuine than others, at least, you know, of the ones that I found from last cycle. So anyhow, it's cool to see. It's cool to see the growth from the project, like I said, and some of these larger handles and just people noting it and people getting onboarded to the team. I mean,
it's exciting to see the support too from our end.
Wasn't Chilled Kids like one of the projects that launched at like the absolute bottom of Stars, like when it was like half a penny?
Damn near. It was like a day or or not even like off from the absolute bottom.
Just right from the absolute bottom and develop community and how to plan to build. And, you know, it's good to see it happening and at the right time. So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and that says something about the team too, right? Like they launched with like absolute conviction at like a really low time for the platform and stuck it out and kept delivering on the promises. So if you guys haven't checked out the Metaverse, please do so. I encourage you. Hopefully we can organize something more formal for it. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all the input today, Matt Cat, and the info. And like I said, listeners, there's the stuff at the top if you want to go check it out and get into it. 888 stars. The mint is at 2,337 out of 4,444. So go get yours before it's too late. I feel like they will mint out, even if it is a slow grind mint out. And I like listen to what Mad Cat's saying. It doesn't sound like the creators are too worried about it if it takes a little bit longer to get there. Like they're building and they've got their convictions. So anyhow, what do we got going today, y'all? Anybody got some yield posts? You want to throw them in the comments so we can see them? I got a couple. If you didn't know, I heard Brasco talking about it yesterday. I was on the road during creators chat, but he said that there's like rarity to the fur that increases your yield. And I got one of the gray ones, which was made me really want to mint more. So yeah, I got one of the ones that's kind of, I guess, a little more on the rare side, which increases the yield back. But you guys know what this is. It's Gata, right? And what they do is it's monthly yield back from their operations, right? They've done collections like this before. They had the Colonial Cats and the Voyager Cats here on Stargaze. They did the gorillas, yield gorillas on territory. I just got like my little atom fractions 2 days ago for my yield gorillas. They're still giving me those monthly. The only thing keeping me in atom these days is my yield gorillas. But it's the same thing here, y'all. These cats are gonna give you monthly yield off of the mint revenue. I can't remember exactly what Brasco was saying yesterday. I was hoping he'd jump in here today. But I think it was going to be something like 50 or 70% was going to get put into DeFi stuff. And then the yield from the DeFi stuff would go back to the collection. And I think the Gata DAO is who decides on the DeFi stuff, right? So the Colonial Cats and the Voyager Cats are the ones who have DAO access. So anyhow, get after that if you want. And certainly, you know, go mint yourself some yield cats. Yield paws. I don't know why I want to keep calling it cats, because everything, we got a lot of cats. Is that what it is? We got a lot of cats. And then the other one is we've got Celestine Sloths. And if this was known, it probably would have minted out already. But like, any of you guys know about this? I didn't know about it until yesterday.
I knew about it.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, did anybody right, who's not on the team know about it? There we go. I didn't know I needed to be that much of a semantic splitter here, but thanks for joining, Brady, and breaking it down for me. So yeah, like, you know, I think it's cool, right? And the art, like the teaser and stuff looks fun here. I don't know about the one Celestia cost. You know, some people might look at that as, I don't know, you know, Tia could run from here. But like, it's what, $12 right now? About $12, maybe 13 or $11.50. I don't know. So that's not like terrible cost on an NFT at all. 2,500 collection. It's from the inclusion team. Is that right, Signal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when these guys really wanted to do like a, what do you call it? Like kind of a bit of a stealth launch. So,
you okay, know, cool.
If that's what they wanted to do. Power to them, right?
Yep. All right. So that was part of the launch, was that it was going to be a quiet stealth launch.
Yeah. And gotcha. One thing that you can see with it, which is maybe interesting, maybe not, but it's using like a Merkle, the new whitelist thing for Stargaze. So they got this huge whitelist of 400 people.
400,000,
sorry, yeah. Yes.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens when it goes on pre-sale. And that was like it's based on a snapshot of Tia Stakers. So I think you can kind of look at this as a collection that's very much like targeting the Tia community.
Yeah. Do you think they're trying to onboard here or try something new?
Yeah, I mean, beyond like what they've said, I can only really speculate, right? So
gotcha.
But I mean, I do think that moving forward, I think on Stargaze, you'll probably see more of this kind of thing where collections are launching and maybe targeting like a different chain with what they're doing. You know, we saw it like Geki's was a little bit of that experiment too, in terms of it prioritizing like DYDX stakers before Stargaze on the presale. So I think stuff like this will probably become more common, but I don't know too much about their plans otherwise, to be honest. But like certainly, I mean, the team around it are active people, and maybe there's more info out in the Tia. What would you call it? Like, I don't know. I don't have much participation in Tia. So I don't really know if there's more communication going on there or what. But the art is nice, though, for sure.
All right, cool. So, but no indication of whether there's community development going to happen or whether mint funds are going or anything like that. Just something for the Tia community.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's like they're deliberately doing it as a stealth launch. So if they may have plans, they may be releasing a bunch of stuff tomorrow. Who knows? I don't have any inside info or anything like that.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens in 45 minutes. Hey, Brasco, what's up, bro? If you're able to speak, come on up. I threw a mic out to you. I know you might be busy. You were on Creative Chat yesterday, so you got the info out there. Dayrose, you took the mic too. If you wanted to say anything, please go ahead. I don't know. It seemed like it kept throwing the request back to me, so I don't know if you were having trouble joining. But it says you're a speaker, so you're welcome to jump in and speak if you want.
Hey, Homestead, could I mention one more thing?
Of course.
Yeah. So another thing that you may have noticed is for the yield pause, it's like, I don't know what their whitelist is, but normally for features, Stargaze had this limit, unless folks pay more, a limit of like maximum 50% on whitelist. And with these ones are experimenting with allowing them to whitelist more. So that's kind of something that we'll be experimenting with over the next, I guess, few weeks to see if how it works with maybe having features allocate a whole lot to whitelist. I don't know if it's something that you had thoughts on, but there's been a lot of back and forth on that over time, because especially for projects that, let's say, they buy the featured auction and then they have like a limit on how many they can whitelist. You know, that's like a source of consternation for some. And, you know, some people would argue that, you know, they should just be able to do whatever they want with their launch. And others feel that it should be like, you should maintain a certain amount to make sure it goes public. But then there's the question of does that get botted, things like that. I don't know if you had thoughts, but I just wanted to say that it's like something that Stargaze is kind of experimenting with. So these are mints where there's like more than 50% allocated on the pre-sale whitelist.
Yeah, no, I love the idea of having more than 50% allocated to whitelisting, especially as we start seeing some of these collections get larger. Like, I've noticed a lot more in the, like, what we've got with Celestian Sloth here today, like 2,500 to like 4K or 5K size collections. I think we should be letting these collections whitelist those as I mean, you know, I would almost say to 100%, you know, or to over whitelist. Like something like this, especially what they've done, where they've targeted an entire community for whitelisting, I think that's great. Like, it's ultimately up to the project to get that info out, right? And
you know, have their whitelisted people show up to Mint, right? Now it looks like they've given them about a week here, right? So it could be something where the stealth launch doesn't matter. If a few people get into it and there's some real NFT heads that are in the Celestia community because they're already active here on Stargaze or active in some other NFT community maybe, and they got the Celestia airdrop, right? You could certainly get some movement created with something like that, right, over a week's time. And so having a large whitelist allocation here where it could generate hype over time and create a community, that's kind of cool. And then the point that you made about the auction, creators auction, and those folks paying for that spot. Yeah, like if you're paying to be there, you should be able to do a little bit of what you want with your collection. I've spoken to some of these creators. They're not paying just a few hundred dollars. I mean, some of the auctions are going for, you know, $500 or a few hundred dollars, but some of them have gone for a lot more than that. And to not let that creator whitelist all the bad kids holders because that goes over the whitelist allocation kind of sucks for that creator to have spent that money and then not be able to target the most active communities or something like that. So I definitely think that needs to be considered. I feel like the creator's auction has been, I don't know what the right word here is, but I've said it on other spaces, like almost to the detriment to some projects that have gotten it, quite honestly. Like it doesn't provide the hype just winning the auction. You have to do other things. And so to handicap whitelist is handicapping one of those other things that they have to do after they paid to launch their collection.
Yeah, and that's they could go over, but they had to pay a little bit more. And the reason for that was the other whitelist flex is like more expensive on chain or whatever in terms of what it takes up. There was like some reason for it, but I think that generally it's like, I think we're probably going to move towards just sunsetting that, or at least experimenting with just like, you know, letting them do what they want. And I agree completely on the auction. If projects do go for the auction or any feature, they should not like rely on that as their sole marketing or anything like that. And at least when people message me about, you know, like getting featured and stuff, I always say that like a lot of people have success not going feature at all, right? And just doing your launch exactly how you want it on whatever day you want. You know, it's not the only way and definitely not something that people should like rely on. You know, if you got the featured, if you paid for that auction, it'll get you the spot on the site, but there's still a huge amount of work to do. And if you're unprepared, that will, you know, your results will probably reflect that. Not to be negative, but you know what I mean? It's the more so the message is like it's in the creator's control, you know, and up to them what they want to do, and they'll see their results based on it.
Brasco, you got the mic, bro. I think it gave you the speaker mic. How are you?
Hey, Homestead. Hey, Signal, Aura, Madcat. Oh my god, Giga was so many people. Hey, everyone. To be here, finally. I mean, I got pretty much rocked here multiple times while joining. I'm getting used to it. We all got used to it. Yeah, that's the problem. I missed most of the space so far. I've heard a few parts. Also, even Boss got mentioned. I think Signal, you mentioned about the whitelist or something. I got a few sentences there about the restrictions, right? That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Well, we decided, I guess, first with yield pause. We're like, just let you guys go over the allocation without any additional fee to start the experiment.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. I think that was one of the most painful things to figure out in beforehand, because we had that limitation, and it's not that easy to actually, if you have like certain mint limits already in mind, and then you just calculate around, and then you figure out, damn, if we want to that community, or if you want to give away a few whitelist spots to these friends or partners, and then suddenly you're like well above that limitation, and that was like we tried well to figure it out, and one I think the day before we pushed it to mainnet, you guys came back at us and lifted that I wouldn't say curse, but yeah, you lifted that limitation off from us, so that was great. Thank you. So yeah,
want to hear more about it? Yeah, I think Homestead had a few questions about the collection and stuff. So looks like you guys are doing good so far on the whitelist. But yeah, love to hear more about the project.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Brasco, I was jumping over to the Gata handle right now to pin something. So I just put the mint link up there, y'all. And I had seen the post earlier, Brasco. Can you just clarify for everyone? There's a yield bonus based on one of the trait rarities in this collection. So there's like a mint hunt for rarity here, right?
Yeah, there are basically two things. I mean, for the mint, we have the mint launch quest running. We got like 20,000 stars for up for grabs for people who fulfill like certain quests, like minting very specific traits or trait sets. That's one thing, but that's kind of like a one-time event. The other big thing, and which is kind of like also a cause for one of the reasons why we named these kind of NFTs yield series. It's like they give monthly rewards in regards to yield boss. It's monthly rewards in stars tokens, and yeah, you're right. It's trait based. We have like certain traits with these kitties, like the fur color. Basically, all cats, all yield boss, they get some sort of let's call it basic income. Like every holder gets some reward each month. That's for certain. But if you're lucky with the mint and mint a few of these more rare fur colors, then you get more of the yield share that gets accrued, basically. So yeah, whoever mints their yield boss there has an opportunity there. I mean, there's quite a variety in there. We've got 5 different levels of yield share that is based on fur color. So yeah, I mean, makes also grading, I think, kind of interesting in the long run, because you got like potentially up to 5 different laws. So just only based on the yield rewards that are coming with those. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, the other traits as well, but I think in regards to the concept and the yield, this is the most important aspect here.
Well, thanks for giving some of that info. You guys, I found the thing from the main handle here where it tells you about the fur. I guess there was some confusion on it when it was first shared, so they clarified it here. If you get brown fur, you get like a big multiplier here. Check this out, y'all. If you mint brown fur, you get a 6x on your monthly rewards. The orange fur is the least rare. That's just the regular one-time share, right? White fur, black fur, gray fur all get a little bit of a bonus. Y'all, I got a gray one with my first mint. I was so excited to see that. I get a 3x bonus on that guy's rewards each month. So, yeah. Anyhow, I got those tweets pinned. The one about that, the one about the, you know, the mint and everything, it's a thread. It's got all the stuff you need to know about, yield pause. It's got their Medium article there. So you can go read about that. Brasco, yesterday on Creators Chat, I heard you say, the percentages of this mint that's going to help with the yield, it's going into some DeFi protocols. And the DAO decides which DeFi protocols or how that's going to be dispersed into DeFi? Is that correct?
No, because the yield series is basically not part of the DAO. We got two NFT categories. The first are the Colonial Cats and Voyager Cats. Those are the ones with DAO membership and validator business, etc. And the yield series, like yield pause or territory. We're having yield gorillas. These are basically like standalone. I would call them like branches. They are standing on their own funds basically, and based on the funds from mint proceeds, basically we take those funds and invest them in various Web3 activities, mostly DeFi, managed DeFi, and in regards to yield boss, some allocation also to staking stars, of course. That's something we definitely want to highlight. And,
okay.
My
question is like, I completely understand like the yield collections are separate from the DAO collections. So if you have, mm-hmm. if you mint the yield paws, guys, you're not getting access to the DAO. And I said that earlier, right? Like it's Colonial Cats and Voyager Cats only that get you access to the DAO, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the DAO collections.
If you mint yield paws, do you have like a say in where the DeFi activity is, or is that decided on by the team? And we got to trust y'all because you're OGs and you know what you're doing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to yield series, it's decided by the team, but we're playing around with the thought of kind of like having the holders also kind of like a say in that. Also, I mean, with Yield Gorillas, for example, at the beginning of the year, we made a kind of like big change. Mostly beforehand, it was all in staking. It was kind of like a very different yield model we had the running there. It gave rewards to holders also on a monthly base, but we saw that there's potential to earn more. And we could have just said like, hey, we think we got a better model in mind. Let's just switch it and let's see. And despite the yield gorillas or our new collection or yield boss not being part of the DAO or having a say in the regular or official DAO activities, we went ahead to our yield launch with a special gated channel on our Discord, and we discussed it for what was it? I think two and a half weeks. We discussed the model with the yield holders, basically made some changes here and there. We went live with that. So even if yield series holders are not officially other DAO members or have a DAO membership with on-chain voting rights, we still talk with you guys. So and we are always listening. So that's something that we want to keep it that way, and maybe we want to kind of build it out or like spread that out a bit, maybe even create own DAOs for that. But I mean, that's a big step. So that's something we have to be careful to consider, because it's already kind of like a bit complicated, our DAO. It got a bit easier, but still, even the on-chain DAO voting with new collections, like Colonial Cats and Voyager Cats that have to vote for the main DAO, etc. That's already something that you need to kind of explain. And if you then like throw in yield collections or something like that, and still need to kind of separate them, because one thing is for validator business and the other thing for the actual yield mint funds and the revenue streams coming from those. So it's hard. We don't want to fully mix it up and confuse everyone. So yeah, it's a long answer, probably complicated, but maybe I hope you get the gist.
Yeah, no, I do. And like, I feel like it's just that kind of thing. Hey, I'm on a call. I need not that kind of stuff in the background, guys. Okay. Sorry, y'all. Kids are here with me. They're still on spring break. I figured they would leave me alone since they were stuck in an RV with me for about a week. But nah, I guess I'm not that awful of a dad. Anyhow, yeah, I just feel like with something like GATA, we can repeat ourselves enough, right? Like, we can't repeat ourselves enough is what I mean to say. I'd like to think there's people in this space or joining my spaces that maybe haven't had exposure to GATA DAO or some of the different collections. And it's important to kind of, I guess, give some of these projects that have been building in the cosmos their due. Like, a lot of these infrastructure projects, like Gata DAO, started with these validator businesses, launched a Genesis collection on Stargaze, things like that. Like, that needs to be explained. There are, like you said, there are different aspects to that business. It's a business model, right? Like, it's not just one collection and it's a bunch of NFT bras and a server having a great time talking shit and memeing, and you know, like, there are different aspects to this that people should understand, especially if they're thinking about minting multiple, right, and holding them for the yield or things like that. And to hear that there's the other stuff and that is still looked after by the team and stuff like that, those other collections are there, and you can gain access to the DAO and things like that and have more say in what's going on. Like, that stuff should be talked about. So yeah, thank you for trying to make sure we give it justice on the space, right? I feel like the more times I hear from projects and things like that, the more nuances I pick up as well. And like you said, things continue to progress and move forward. So there needs to be a summary of what has happened in the past to tie it to what's happening now. Absolutely. What else we got to talk about today, guys? Oh, dude, I seen Geckis come up. Sorry. Brasco, if you want to talk more about Gata or Yield Pause, you can. But you certainly gave us a huge rundown, and I know you spent some time on Creators Chat yesterday. So, you know, we've got two recorded spaces here if people want to listen in. And also, it's an active community. You guys can get after their socials, right? Get into their server and stuff like that and actually find out and do your own research as well. Like, exactly. Get into it as well and get chew the fat a little bit. Because that's really how you find out what you want to do and if you want to get involved in stuff like that. It's 2:30. I usually try and shut this space down around 2:45 or so people have a bathroom break or whatever before Signal starts up, or check their mints or swap some funds for more mints or whatever. But anyways, Jacob, I assume Geckis came up. You want to chat for a minute? You got anything to drop? Alpha or otherwise? Silent Jacob? Is this like the tease?
Jacob.
All right, did you want to say anything?
Hey, are you talking about me?
Hi, it looked like you raised your hand. I didn't know if you wanted to say anything.
Yes. I want to share with all of you two things. The first is my new drop, and the second is a new giveaway. You can see it in the comments in this space.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to pin it. I also see Figaro's, bro, I guess you weren't able to chat, but I do see you commented, so I'll pin that as well. It looks like Figaro's put up a new open edition. So let me pin these up there. If anybody wants to just scroll through the pin stuff, you know, it'll link you up, right? People are dropping their stuff here. It'll link you up. It'll take you to the mint page. You can at least check out the sample or whatever. Or you could check out their handle and see if you want to follow them more. Their art interests you, or if they're community builders and their communities interest you. Signal's coming back up. What's going on, bro? He's back. Maybe there's no art chat today, artist chat today.
Hey, I just wanted to mention we're not doing a space today. The art one that usually follows yours.
There it is.
Mostly because... Maria's in NFT NYC, and everybody's busy. So.
Nah, that's cool.
Be me, and nobody wants to just listen to me. So,
nah, dude, people chat with you all the time. You're a good person to chat with. You always have good perspective. But yeah, no, when I think I said that before you joined in the space, I was like, y'all bear with me because I'm saying Brady's running the show afterwards, but I have no idea. I'm just assuming. I didn't tweet out my usual reminders this week. I just got back last night, so still getting my feet under me. So yeah, anyways, there y'all have it. We can chat. We can chill. I don't have to shut it down unless the kids start getting gnarly at me. Well, Mom, what's up? I see you got the request. You want to update us on conspiracy? I also see y'all rebranded too. This is a good one, I think. They're trying to seize the moment. So they rebranded the handle to Bad Conspiracy, which I think is such a funny thing to do. And great job on just playing on the culture.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you got a vacation. We also had a vacation, and it makes all the difference in being able to deal with life.
Yes, it does. How was Patagonia?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Our daughter was sick, so we didn't really get to do the hiking that we were going to do, but just being down there and being able to drive around and be in nature and getting out of Bogota was amazing. So we're happy to be back. We started grinding right when we came back, and we changed our handle just kind of as a joke. I think we changed it on April Fools, and we're like, you know what? If we can't beat them, join them. So we are at 1,099 mints. We're 12 away, people, 12 mints away from being halfway, and we will give away a Pixel Witch and drop some more stars. This week, we actually dropped over 5,000 stars to all of the lucky coin holders. So if you had a gold, silver, or green coin, hopefully you checked your wallet and you had some stars dropped. So we want to put back into the Stargaze community. We've made some pivots, but our new mantra is pivot for the people. So if we're pivoting, it's because
that sounds like a conspiracy.
We feel like we're pivoting for the people. So it's been really fun. We got rugged this week on our space, but we had Adam Farnsworth on, and he was one of the first people to actually put all the clues together, and he was super excited. He wrote me right away, and he's like, I can see that you used Wingdings in the Matrix background, and he was able to decode that, and he actually walks through the whole process and pieces it together for people. You can hear him talking on our space. You just can't hear us, so I think that's a conspiracy in itself. But we are committed again to the next 12 months. We're going to drop clues, and there's going to be monthly rewards for people who hold certain traits based on those clues. So I think that's about it. Thanks for letting me speak real quick. And, I'm excited to keep grinding and seeing what happens.
Awesome. It's great to hear from you. I'm glad you guys got a vacation as well. Like you said, it people need that, right? You guys have your lives there. You've got children, your jobs. It's good to get away with your kids and get away from the daily grind sometimes. So I totally, totally can sympathize with that feeling right now. But it's so cool to hear like the energy in your voice right now, like sticking with the plan, seeing it through, whatever pivot needs to be made to like make the project happen, like that original idea you had of like riddles for 12 months and some holders rewards and like having some culture for your community, right? Like your own culture for your community. It's cool to hear the energy still there for it. And like you guys are going to make it happen. I could see some of the emojis in here, like people are happy to hear you doing it too. So that's great. That's great. And I did see, while I was on the road, a random, drop of stars come into my wallet. So I saw that I had gotten my green coin stars. So that was cool too. Thank you. But yeah, you guys, like, they're delivering, they're doing what they set out to do. Even if they had to make a little pivot, we're 12 NFTs away from a Pixel Witch giveaway. So like, there's enough people in this room to make that happen. Like, we could get a Pixel Witch giveaway done for the Bad Conspiracy community. just if you know everybody in the row below me goes in mint one.
And I would like to say, I think it was Shafted wrote us yesterday or this morning and was telling us to sweep the floor. And we debated, but we went ahead and did it. So we swept the floor. And so we're also open to feedback. And a lot of the pivots that we've made have come directly from our community and listening to our holders or some of Whale Dad's contacts. So we're still in it and we're here. And we, I've said this before, it's been really good for our marriage because it's been a passion project and it's helped me to understand this world a bit more. So yeah, let's hit the 1,111 mints, 12 away.
All right, Stargaze community, we got a challenge. On top of mint now, yield pause this week. And I don't know, even like we're going to see what the heck happens with these Celestine slots. I feel like the art alone is going to generate some appeal. I don't know. We're going to see what happens. 17 minutes till that goes. Jacob, are you here, bro? Geckies, if it's not Jacob, if there's somebody else on the handle, I know Jacob was trying to build community and things like that. Figaros, you know.
Big lizard.
Yeah, what's up, Figaros? How are you?
Nice. I finally put to work the microphone.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Nice. Hello. I saw you pin my open edition. I just launched last Monday, and I want to talk about it. So it's about an abstract piece I did some time ago, and it's about an spatial exploration and a technical exploration about my art. So check it out. It's only 11 pieces, Brasco Mint 1. So it's 10 left. So go check it out if you are interested.
Mint Figure was out for sure. These are absolutely stunning pieces. same for Aura, of course. I mean, yeah.
Thank you.
We have some artists here in the speakers, but you're also a really good talent there. I really like your art style.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll say, like, for sure, both Aura and Figaros, like, you can see just up in the nest, right? Like, I pinned the stuff, right? You can check out the samples. They both have some very striking artwork. They both minted out recently some small one-of-one collections. And I think, like, you know, it just two good examples of, like, the more classical style art community we have growing here. You know, we've got the space that Signal's been hosting more for, like, artists discussion. We've had classical art collections here on Stargaze. Like, it's not a new thing. I just think there's more discussion about it and more movement within that community right now. I would say maybe, like, I don't know if I should say, like, Sebi's kind of the OG. He's not here today, but, like, he is kind of the OG of, like, that kind of classical art style in Stargaze. We've had some others. I have a couple of Age of Archways in my wallet. Like, there are collections out there that are more, like I said, just art for visual purposes of looking at and appreciating. Whether it's this striking stuff like that, whether it's linear stuff, or abstract, we've got that here and it's growing more. So check it out, y'all. There are some nice pieces. Some of them are open edition. You can just, you know, get one and be part of the community. Some of them are the one of ones, you know, if you wanted to have like a rare piece, right? And have a print or something that you can call yours. Like, that's pretty dope. That's a fun idea. And like, seriously, how many of you have bought a print at an art shop, right? For your walls or something. And that's an open edition, right? Like, seriously. So you can do that with an open edition too. But there's definitely this community growing here, more and more, you know, it seems week to week. Like, you can see the folks in the spaces supporting it. So, and I appreciate that. Like, it helps fill an audience. It helps give us things to talk about. It helps the platform have some more volume and things like that, like different volume as well, like not just the same stuff. So it's all good. I love it.
Shout out to all the DGens on Twitter sharing their experiences with Stargaze. There's been a few new names and old names have been more active, I'd say. It's great to see.
To build off on what Homestead was saying on the individual art, I got to take the second just to show for Drew one more time the featured Imagine Spaces. He's been like contributing with Signal for like 2 years. He's pretty close to OG on the platform, I would say. We were part of like the audiovisual Genesis drop, which was like came out like, 2 months after Stargaze launched. But once they were able to integrate MP4, but he's got that open edition there, and he'll be, I think he's raffling off like individual prints that he'll be mailing out to people. And I just wanted to say generally, like the reception for individual artists, I think has been really good, and it's growing quickly on the platform. I'm so happy to see that. And we're not doing the normal art space this week, but I really appreciate everyone showing up for that this week to week. It'll be back next week. I don't know. Lots of appreciation to Figueros or all the individual artists on Stargaze. And I also just grabbed like 10 more conspiracy NFTs. So I think we're like two away from that giveaway you wanted to do, Whale Mom. So we can probably hit our face if people mint one or two more.
I love when community is like in action together. That's like a good feeling. Like, you know, there's been like, I don't know. I've seen some FUD in my timeline lately. And I think it's just because people are geeked out about like alts pulling back a little or something. But yeah, it makes me feel good when like we're in a space like this and the community's vibing and like community's supporting each other. And, you know, I haven't been in a space in a while. So yeah, it's a good one to come back to and, you know, feel that community vibe and feel that support. Jacob, dude, you're still up here as a speaker, rocking the Geki's handle. You just want to be up here for visibility. I understand that, bro.
He wants to make sure he's tagged when Terra Spaces reposts it. That's all.
Yep, right. I know it. I know how that works, Jacob. Usually it's like etiquette to say one or two things to contribute if you want them to tag you. But you know, it's cool, bro. It's cool. Shout out to those who are rocking a Geki's PFP. I see a few of you down there. We might have something brewing here on Stargaze. Who the hell knows, right? But we could make it something. So I'll rock the crown for a little bit and see what happens. I'll be the community pleb for it for a little bit. Why not? Come on, let's do it. Let's have another collection that we like really support as a community. That's like not the same stuff, right? Like it's different art. Joyman's been here for a long while, y'all. He's contracted as art for projects, right? Like he's done art for projects, like. He did the Cosmos Apes for CAA Labs, right? But he also has his own project with Cyret the Foxy, right? It's Hito Bito. I think what I can piece together from what DMs I'm involved in, I'm pretty sure Gaines loves Joyman's art and wanted to get him for the Geki's collection. That's my pleb take. That's my pleb theory on it. But anyways, I do like Joyman's art. I think he does some pretty clean and dope traits. So I'm content to rock mine for a little bit. And the community voted for it. It wasn't even close. Like, I thought Rec Game might show up, but y'all didn't. Like, seriously. I know you got your own thing going on right now with the Mad Scientists. But y'all just had to vote for your own project. And, you know, I don't know. Like I said, maybe Jacob made some alts or like in the Atlas DAO TG, he had like some friends and like set a mission to raid my thing and vote. But it was like seriously, like 50% voted for the Geckies, and like it outnumbered the Rek Gang quite a bit. And it was well over 100 votes. So it was a decent amount. And I'll honor the community. I'm a community pleb, so why not? It's fun. It's fun. But yeah, I'm going to move on, Jacob. I think you're just here for visibility. You ain't speaking. Oh, he bounced. He bounced. Tank, you're in here. Do you want to say anything? Maybe he's getting rugged. I know a couple of other people had problems taking a mic. I'm giving you a hard time, Jacob. I'm Geckies. It's just... it's all in good fun, bro.
He only dropped after you called him out.
Huh?
I said he only dropped after you called him out, so I think you have a method.
But he had a space yesterday. He was on for like an hour with Timmy, I think, and Boot. So, like, he's doing his grind, right? He's out there. I always say that. Like, I know people have to do, like, the circuit, right? So you don't always have to come up and talk to me. It's like releasing a book, right? You got to go on different chat shows and stuff like that and do the circuit. So I understand if you don't have all the time in the world to chat with the pleb. I get it. Well, Mom, you're coming back. You're up. You don't have to put up.
I wish I had a cool sound effect like burr, burr, burr. We just hit 1,121 mints.
If I think you can use the soundboard as a
I don't know how to do that.
There's a wand down at the bottom next to your mic.
You're always teaching me things. Let's see.
And there's all kinds of different things. There's your applause.
There we go. Okay, so I feel like we should do something special. Can you hear me?
Well, you're giving away the Pixel Witch. So you don't
I know, but for like people who are listening on your space. So we've got more conspiracy NFTs that they're pretty rare, and we're holding them to reward people. So I know you like to do giveaways. So
ooh, here's a good one. Give them a secret phrase they have to come to your Discord and say, and then you can like roll those names for a prize. And we can let people have time to listen to the recording or whatnot.
Okay. So the secret phrase is bad fruit.
Bad fruit. All right. So you need to go to the Conspiracy Culture Discord. If you're in this space today or listening to the recording, we'll give it a little time. They can pull it whenever they want. If it's later tonight or tomorrow, you got to go on their Discord and drop the secret phrase bad fruit to have a chance to win. That sounds like one of the rarer NFTs in the collection. So
Thank you.
Thank you, Signal, for getting that going. And the other two people who pulled that mint trigger while we were here chatting, rolling it along. Good job, community. Good job. I don't know, guys. We can keep going. Like I said, I don't mind. I've been going for a little over an hour. So I don't know if I have a whole heck of a lot to chat about otherwise. We talked about today's mints a little bit. I'll have my space Monday so we can talk about more of the general stuff. And by then I'll have gone through, you know, the feed plenty of times and some Discords and stuff. So I might have some topics that I need feel like shouting out or whatever. I see Coping Punks down there. Let me shout them out and take a moment because they launch tomorrow. You guys may or may not know who's running that, but like Game Over is kind of like an OG in the rec community, I think. And as like family man like myself, so launching an NFT in the middle of the week isn't an option, I don't think, for him. It doesn't work well for his life. So they're launching on Saturday. Clout's also on his team, like Clout's an OG. They've got this Coping Punks collection coming. The art is really popping. Like, look at the colors on the stuff they've shown. Look at the detail and the traits. They've done some good tailoring with whomever their artist is. And I think they dropped the mint price recently. I saw it in some comment. It was like 600 for whitelist, 600 stars on whitelist, and 700 stars on the public. The whitelist opens tomorrow, guys. I don't know. Like I said, I just told you guys, dude's a working man. If he can come up and speak right now, great. If not, maybe we catch him on a space at a different time. Maybe they'll have a mint party tomorrow. We can all jump in. I don't know. There's a thumbs up. So yeah, maybe they'll be free tomorrow for something like that. We could throw down a little Stargaze Ambassador Lounge tomorrow on a Saturday, and hype up some punks. I don't know. Last call for speakers, I guess. I think I shouted out the stuff going on this week for Mint Freshman Friday. Oh, Hoping Punks took the mic. Maybe we got a little info, a little alpha.
Observing Space, Homestead, and I'm happy to find friends here, like Signal, like Figaro's, Daniel, and Whale Mom, that I will meet her tomorrow in a coffee.
You guys are going to conspire over coffee?
Yes, we meet tomorrow.
Well, that's good. Good stuff. Coping Punks, you there, bro?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm just driving home, but I'm actually going to pull off on the road here because I'm actually about to go through a dead zone where I would lose you, so I'm going to pull over. But anyway, yeah, I was just chilling on the way home and listening to the space. So hopefully my reception is good for you guys and I'm not cutting in and out and all that stuff. But
so 600 for whitelist, 700 for public, right? It starts tomorrow, 2 p.m. What, UTC or Eastern?
Yeah, standards? So it's 2 p.m. UTC and it's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard. So just speaking a little bit about the whole Saturday mint thing. I know for some people it's kind of like a not a great time, obviously. I mean, I've got four kids and they're all 6 years and under, you know, and I've got a wife of going on 10 years now. So like, I get it. I get that Saturdays and Sundays are some of those times where you just kind of want to chill and unwind. And trust me, I've got two IRL businesses. I've got a family. I'm building a house. Like I'm the buildingest builder you will ever find in the crypto space. And I'm not joking. I'm constantly doing something. But crypto is a big part of my life. I'm around crypto every day. So to make this work for me personally, it just had to be on Saturday. You know, I've got to launch it at a time where also my dev is a software engineer and he's got a big time job and he's also extremely busy. But when we're both off work, we spend all our time on generating these punks, making sure everything is perfect. Our traits are incredibly detailed for pixel, the bigger pixel NFTs. They're incredibly detailed. Our artist did a wonderful job. But because of that, some of them don't mix all that well, and it just takes a lot of work generating these. We've probably generated, not lying, probably 100,000 pieces now that we've gone through and sifted through just to make sure every trait, and there's 4,500 pieces in the collection, and we've probably generated 100K.
But how many traits are there?
There's 160 traits, give or take one or two. Which isn't a tremendous amount. There's eight layers, so there's a little bit more layers than what, you know, a traditional punk would have. Like, I think Skeleton Punks has six, Galactic Punks is seven. I don't recall how many Stargaze Punks has. But we also, like, we don't have an in-house artist either, so... the artist we did use, I can reveal now the artist. I don't have any qualms about revealing who, but if you guys are familiar with Space Skellies, their artist Gluck Media did our art. So he's extremely talented, but he's also extremely busy. He's got a huge workload. So these traits and everything have been in development now for over 4 months. Homestead, back when we were doing, or when we were working on coping on Injective, our meme coin, you remember whenever we started, you know, getting this ball rolling. So it's been quite a while now that we've been working on this. And we've been building the Coping Punks community now for a couple months as well. We have over 800 individual whitelists that have gone through our Discord. And that doesn't include the snapshots we've done for like Pixel Wizards and Witches and then Kujirins and like AAA, Metahuahua and all them guys. We've done a lot of snapshots and stuff like that for some of our collaborators too. But yeah, so our whitelist is pretty jam-packed at the moment. But we do mint tomorrow at 10 Eastern time, 2 p.m. UTC. 600 stars whitelist, 700 stars public.
How many whitelist mint?
Say that one more time.
How many can a whitelist mint?
A whitelist can mint 7. And we've been pretty liberal.
We can mint this out on whitelist?
Oh, easily. It could mint out on whitelist. But
you all better get your stars ready.
I do want to preface this by saying, like, especially having launched a meme coin that didn't quite live up to some people's expectations, which we're still working on it, so it's not like we've dumped it or abandoned it. But I do want to preface it by saying, I feel like our whitelist is going to go extremely well, but I don't want people to be like, oh, I got to rush to mint this because it's going to mint out. I don't want to set that expectation that I'm trying to make people feel like they have to rush to mint it or else they're going to miss out. You know, I want people to mint, obviously, in whitelist. I don't want people to have to wait until public. I definitely don't want it to get botted, but I don't want people to have to pay a little bit more, you know, in public. There's a reason we only made it 100 stars more for public, because I don't want people, if they miss whitelist, I also don't want them to have to pay a lot more, you know, in public. But I don't want to say we're going to mint out in whitelist, because then I don't want people to get upset, like either when we don't or when it doesn't go at the same pace. You know, people play the game with mints where it doesn't matter how good the art is. It lately, it just does not matter. Like Chilled Walkers has some of the coolest stuff I've seen, but people play the wait and see game. And it's, you know, it happens with NFTs where people will wait and they'll see how well these projects mint. And if they don't mint that well during whitelist, people will just avoid it. And which is kind of a shame because some of these projects have incredible stuff going on that people just kind of fade them because they don't mint well during their whitelist phase. And then everyone just avoids it during public. Which, you know, it's a free market. People will do what they want, but the wait and see game is kind of, you know, it's one of those things that you got to kind of combat somehow. And it's tricky though, because you don't want to like tell people, oh, this is going to sell out during whitelist. You better mint, you know, because then you're going to set yourself up for potential failure and big egg on your head. But also you do want to have a little bit of sense of urgency to get people to mint during your whitelist. So it's tricky. I do think our art speaks for itself. I've been in the NFTs for a long time now. I know what it takes for an NFT project to be successful. Clout knows what it takes for an NFT project to be successful. We both have decent reputations in the space. I do think we will do well. We'll just have to see how it goes tomorrow, though. We've got a full night ahead of us. Me and my dev right now. He's got the mad cap on, you know, generating still while I'm driving home. So as soon as we get home, we're gonna keep it going. I can drop a little bit of alpha here for you. We are going to mint as an unrevealed NFT. Now, our unreveal art is not like your typical unreveal art. So our unreveal art is art. Like, it's really, really cool. Like, it's almost so good that I wish it was in our collection. So you will get to see how good the art actually is without actually seeing. When you mint, you won't, you know, you'll see what everyone else sees, but you'll still get to see how good this art actually is just from our unrevealed art, so to say. So so there's a little bit of alpha for you guys. We are going to be unrevealed, and we will reveal them at a certain time, TBD. Hopefully soon, if we mint out somewhat soon, we'll reveal them pretty quickly. But the team, whatever airdrop the team takes for our giveaways and, you know, all that hoopla, we are keeping those as unrevealed NFTs. So whatever NFTs the team does have, they're all going to be kept as unrevealed NFTs. So we do have plans for those in the future, whether they be giveaways or a little bit more alpha for you. We are going to host events. We're going to do Zealy campaigns and things like that, where you will be able to take one of your NFTs that you have that maybe you don't like, or that you is not as rare as you would like, and you will be able to change it in for an unrevealed NFT if you so choose. And those unrevealed NFTs that the team is going to keep are going to be, you know, a vast you know, combination of rares, legendaries. We're going to have a couple 1-1s there in the unrevealed NFTs. So yeah, so a lot of cool things that we've got coming. I wish I could share more with you guys, but like I said, I was just driving home listening to the space, so it wasn't really like a planned, you know, share all type thing. But yeah, so we're looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be a fun time. Sorry, I ramble and ramble and ramble.
Sorry, dude, man, that's a lot of info. That's good stuff. Thanks for joining and giving some too.
Yeah, I appreciate you you calling me to hang out.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, the day before mint, hearing some of that might get you a few more mints the next day, you know? Like, people love to hear stuff like that and hear the plans. And I mean, dude, to have some unrevealed NFTs for events and giveaways and games and stuff, that's a good plan for keeping things moving and keeping things going.
Yeah.
I was speculating about...
go ahead.
I was thinking about this unrevealed thing recently because the Gekkies was unrevealed, right? Uh-huh. And we haven't had a lot of that on Stargaze. I think Chimkins was like the only unrevealed mint, if I'm not mistaken, until the Stardy banners and the Gekkies.
WFC Wads unrevealed too.
Whoa! Hey, who? What?
WFC Wads. I think they were unrevealed too.
Really?
They were on Polygon.
No, I think the Stargaze ones were revealed on mint.
Oh yeah, I think you're right. My bad. Yeah.
But did you mention the one Stargaze Kingdoms did?
I was wondering about what Game Over's saying, like with the wait and see game, the wait and see idea in the mentor's mind. If unrevealed mints, now that we're kind of in a little bit more of a hype phase, might help mints move along a little bit, right? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, personally, I think the unrevealed thing is, you know, Wrecked Bulls did it on Juno. And I, you know, their barns are a topic of conversation even to this day. Some people still have unrevealed barns. Now, it's not going to be quite the same because the user, Stargaze has a tremendous amount of tooling and different things that creators can do. It's really kind of mind-boggling the different things you can do there. But unfortunately, one thing they don't have for unrevealed NFTs is the ability for a user to click and unreveal their own NFTs. So we will unreveal, you know, everyone's minted NFTs at the same time. But the good thing about this tool is you can pick and choose which ones you want to unreveal. So we're going to batch unreveal, you know, everyone's minted NFTs. And the ones that we have for our team wallet, we're going to keep those unrevealed. Because there's a lure to it, especially if the mint goes well, or if the coping, you know, thing catches on, like what we're trying to do and the branding we're trying to build. If it catches on, and people think, "Hey, I might be able to take my really common NFT that I don't really love the look of and trade it in," you know, once a month or you know, however often we do it. Now we're only going to have, we're only taking 6 or 7% up front as you know, airdrop for the team in these unrevealed events. So we're not going to have a huge amount to where we're not going to be able to do it. Like, you're not just going to be able to trade it in whenever you want. You know,
it's not a swap shop.
Yeah, you'll have to work.
You have to like win a raffle.
Yeah, you'll have to be part of the community. Yeah. You'll have to be active. You know, you'll have to earn that privilege of, you know, swapping in some of these NFTs. But I, you know, at the same time, there will still be kind of giggling.
Signal has a question for you, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I also want to mention, Drakari Island with Stargaze Kingdoms, I think they were one of the first that did a reveal using this method. A collection has to be fully minted out before the reveal can happen, though.
Yes, I believe so. But
yeah, that's cool. Just something I wanted to add as a piece of information.
Yeah, so it does have to be fully minted out before you can reveal. However, if you do choose to cut your mint, or if it stalls out or whatever, and then you decide to either airdrop the rest or burn the rest, you can unreveal them still.
Yeah, you could get to a reveal through those mechanics still.
Yeah, for sure. There's options.
If there were to be, you know, if we were to stall out, and I'm not saying we're for sure going to mint out. So there is always the chance that we don't mint out. You know, a lot of really good collections stall out, and it just happens. But if we did happen to stall out, we do have plans for what we're gonna do. We're not just gonna dip and be like, oh, okay, well this sucks. We're out. You know, we do have plans for what we're gonna do. Our art is so good that I'm not just gonna let it either one be 50% burnt or just left and forgotten. More than likely, we're going to airdrop most of whatever isn't minted, if that were to happen. So all our plans are still in place to do what we want to do, regardless of, you know, whether or not we mint out. But that's kind of how we're playing it at the moment. One more piece of information for you all. We did just release our website a few hours ago. There's some really cool stuff on there that I would love for you guys to go and see. Unfortunately, being on my phone and on this space, I'm not really sure how to even link it to any of this. So maybe if someone would love to do me a huge favor and click on our profile, find that tweet and find the website and post it for me, that would be incredibly awesome. I would really appreciate that. But it shows a lot of our stuff. It shows our lore. We've got a cool video on there, the video we posted a few weeks back. And we also have a comic strip on there that we're building on too. So there's a lot of cool stuff on the website for you guys to go and check out as well, if you're interested. If anyone just wants to hear it, it's just copingcollective.xyz. It's pretty easy. So, but yeah, those are kind of our plans for now. I think I'm going to be doing a space later myself. Homestead, I did send you a message. I know you're busy, dude. We're all busy. But if you do want to join me on a space later, I am going to host the space later, just to kind of go over some pre-mint stuff, either for our community or, you know, whoever wants to join. I don't have an exact time on that. Like I said, as I am driving home, but I'd imagine it'll be in probably 3 or 4 hours.
Awesome, dude. I'm not sure if I'll be free to chat, but if I've got my mobile device on me, I can at least jump in and as a listener support the room.
Yeah. Well, you know how I am. When I'm talking, I can ramble. So that's why I like to have a host, because they can kind of cut me off or move things in a different direction. If it's just going to be me, there's probably going to be just a lot of me talking.
You got it out there. There might be a space later. So Friday night's a good night to have like a Stargaze chill space, quite honestly. So like, seriously, put the space up. You might end up getting some people from the community. Even if you don't have somebody like myself, you might have speakers that can join you. And, you know, like Cosmos DeFi Joe, he's usually in a space on Fridays. Although I don't know if he's doing NFT NYC stuff this week, so maybe not. But like, you might have some luck with the community there too. Anyways, there's some info you guys on Coping Punks. They've got plans for the mint. They've got plans for their unrevealed NFTs, like what he just said. Like, don't worry if the mint slows down or anything, that you'll get stuck with an unrevealed NFT. Sounds like him and Clout have put together a good plan here. I don't know. I might take a swipe or two. I got to see what my stars balance is like. But I do like the look of these punks. So, thanks for joining, bro. Thanks for taking a minute. I know, like you said, you're driving home, you pulled over and whatnot. So I'll let you get back to your drive so you can get home and the things that you need to tend to at home, as well as probably getting in touch with team members and whatnot for your lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining.
So yeah, there we go. We've got the info for Coping Punks. And who knows, maybe it turns into a good minting weekend here with a project like that. And we've got the yield pause going right now. I guess maybe before I hop off, guys, I'm going to check in and see the whitelist should have opened on the Sloss. Has anybody checked in on that? It's 10%, almost 10%, 9% minted. 225. So yes, people are bridging in their Tia to Stargaze and minting some. I don't know if that's anybody in this room. Give me some emojis if you're in the room and you've grabbed one of these Celestine Sloths. Yes, RS's heart. Or maybe that was a heart for Sandy Toes, who's coming to join us. But anyhow, yeah, it's minting. So if you guys want, right, it's just one Tia. Stargaze opened up Tia as a currency for minting. I assume that means it'll also be one where you can select to purchase NFTs on Marketplace, like where you can select other purchasing currencies. But I don't know for sure if that's going to be a capability, or if maybe it just has to be opened up that capability later. But yeah, one Tia. Just bridge it over to Stargaze. There's 2,500 of these things. Signal was talking about it earlier, if you didn't hear. It's something that's being launched for the Tia community. It was planned as a stealth launch. So if you hadn't heard about it until yesterday or a couple days ago, that's why. And yeah, I don't know. Get after it if you want. Like I said, it's only one Tia. And who knows if there's something coming. It's kind of stealth launch, planned stealth launch. 400,000 whitelist wallets, new thing that Stargaze is letting people do. And this whitelist lasts for 7 days, a whole week of whitelist, right? So it could gain some steam. Sandy, I bought you some time if you want to come up and chat about anything.
Hi. Hey. How you doing?
How are you?
Thank you for giving me the mic.
How's things going?
You know what? Things are going great. I'm in New York City. I just finished my brunch speaking engagement. And what I want to say is I collect art. I've actually been collecting on Stargaze. I collected some NFTs last month. We had the conspiracy theories. So what I just want to say to the creators out there is, first of all, I love you for being in the Cosmos ecosystem. I love the Cosmos ecosystem. I also have collections in Omniflix, on Stargaze. But the main reason I came up is because I founded the project Crypto Canvas Chronicles, where we have vaults on different blockchains and we collect art. And if you want to have our curators see your art, and right now I'm the only one who's actually collecting in the Cosmos ecosystem. My other curators are doing like Ethereum, Tezos, and Polygon. So I'm doing the curation myself. So I want to see your art. And if all you need to do is just tag with a hashtag The Chronicles. And is it okay if I actually put The Chronicles account up so people can see? Is that all right if I do that?
Absolutely.
All right. I will pin The Chronicles pin tweet community up there. And so you can follow them. You can tag them. Please don't tag my personal account, Sandy Toes, if you're shilling, because I'm also an artist. I'm also selling my artwork. So I'm the founder of Crypto Canvas Chronicles, where when I'm looking to buy art, I click on the hashtag The Chronicles and I see all the artwork and I do my shopping. And we also have spaces every other Friday. If you'd like to come and we have an hour shill, we have two speakers. We have an artist that we invite to speak, and we have somebody from the DeFi part that comes to speak. And you know, the artist in the DeFi is not Cosmos. Hey, it could be anybody.
Sandy, have you got an active or open or upcoming mint on Stargaze right now?
Well, that's why I came in here. I want to make sure that I don't miss out. I want to make sure that I get on that and that I buy the wonderful art and make sure that our Stargaze vault doesn't lack and doesn't fall behind, because I care about all these blockchains. So yeah, I definitely want to make sure I collect your art, and I want to make sure you can get my attention and my other curators will be joining. And also,
yeah. Hey, Sandy, this space on Freshman Friday is really specifically for Stargaze creators and projects
that have open or upcoming mints. I run a space on Monday.
Yeah, I want to buy your art. So
I run a space on Monday for talking about the greater stuff like this. I'd love to hear more about the collective on Monday.
Perfect.
If you want to come in on a Monday morning. And
I just want to say I'm here. I'm looking at your art. I'm buying. I love what you're doing. And thank you.
Signal's raising his hand. He runs a specific artist chat every Friday, just not this one, on Stargaze. And I'm sure that would be a great place to get more artists involved in this collective as well. But yeah.
Just wanted to say hey to Sandy. Sorry. Homestead. I just wanted to say hi because I messaged Sandy earlier about some Persian artists that are coming to Stargaze, and I appreciate your response to that. For this Chronicles thing, do you mind if I do like a little post with a few ongoing mints that I really like from Stargaze from individual artists and just hashtag that?
Absolutely, yes. I want to see fresh, new, old, anything Stargaze. So that, yeah, I came in here. I know this is Stargaze, but I just want to say I want to invite your Stargaze people to, you know, all these fresh mint people, come and tell me, either come to our space or just tag us. And I want to buy your art. I want to develop my Stargaze vault for sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
I coordinate a lot with the featured creators on Stargaze now, since I'm in a role with the Stargaze team. So I'm not going to show my stuff, but I'm really happy to show other people's stuff. So I'll make a post, and it would be nice to maybe come on your space sometime too. Thank you.
I would love it. You're all invited to stop by and show.
Yeah. And Sandy, I'd love to have you in on the Monday space anytime you're available. I know you're active in so many communities. I see you in the Omniflix chats. So, you know, I said it earlier in the space, like people have to do the circuit here, right? Like, and get in all the communities. But I am trying to make that Monday space like kind of Stargaze's more open forum, because we don't have that here for Stargaze. We have like our closed creators chat, and like I did this for the Freshman Friday, but we don't have one where we try and bring in the other communities and things like that. So if you want to come in on a Monday or multiple Mondays and help cross-pollinate that space, I would love to have you and any of your other art collectors or friends, or, you know, it's people that want to talk to folks from Stargaze about projects in other communities, things like that. I'm really trying to get that space going for that. So.
And what time is that, dear, so I can mark my calendar?
It's I do it on 10 a.m. Eastern time on Mondays. I think that is...
Yeah, that's 7 a.m. California time. I'm good. Yeah, I'm at 5:30. No worries.
Oh, you're on the West Coast? Okay, cool. So yeah, you might have to set an alarm. It does run about 2 hours. An hour and a half to 2 hours. So, you know, you might be able to jump in on the latter portion of it or whatever. But yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming in and mentioning that. I know Signal will help get that word out as well. Good to hear from you too. I haven't seen you in a space in a bit. Like I said, I know you're in a lot of communities. But I used to see you pop into some of these spaces that I was in a lot. And I'm glad you're still out there grinding and doing your thing and collecting art and being vocal for all the different communities you're in, because you really are a cross-chain enthusiast.
Thank you for giving me the mic. And thank you, Signal, for reaching out to me. I'd be happy to help the Persian artists figure out their way and translate. Appreciate it. Good luck to everybody. And by the way, we just had an earthquake in New York. It was so funny. NYC, we had an event, and I forgot New Yorkers don't get earthquakes. I'm from California. I'm like, what's the fucking big deal? Sorry, I should discuss. But yeah, everybody was tripping this morning because they're all in the streets. They're like, oh my God, are you okay? Did you feel the earthquake? And I'm like, what? Anyway, back to you, host. Sorry.
All good. All good. They just forgot about the one 12 years ago. That's all. I lived there when the last one happened. So it happens. It happens. There's fault lines on the East Coast. I don't know. What else we got to talk about this day, people? I got kids sitting here staring at me, giving me the giggles and the everything, giving me the business. So I'm pretty sure it's time for the pleb to shut this down.
Yeah, the food's running out.
Yep, you hear that, don't you? You hear it. Anyways, so I'm going to be hearing it.
Shut it down, cutie pie. I love it.
No, the food they made is running out. There's a play date of lunch or something I need to go tend to. So anyhow, let me go do that. Let me go do the father stuff that I need to. It's been great chatting with y'all today.
I'm really glad to be back. It's been a while. At least it feels like it's been a while, right? A week in crypto world, it's like 2 years or something. And I missed lab and everything, so whatever. Anyhow, I'll get going. Y'all go out, have a good time Friday or the weekend, whatever you're feeling. Be kind, be well. Mint some NFTs, flint some NFTs, and I'll see y'all Monday morning.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3, that's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yam, Beto, and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.